Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. The Sherrard Tigers tonight in girls basketball are playing for a bunch. Senior night and also a victory tonight over Monmouth Roseville, and the Tigers will be the outright champs of the Track West. We're speaking with senior Kyla Ellsbury. So what are your emotions today? Can you believe senior night is finally here for you in girls basketball?
It's crazy. I mean, everyone always tells you that high school will fly by and you don't realize it until you're sitting there at the senior night. Like, I just remember volleyball senior night, and I'm like, wow, this is flying by, and now it's already basketball. So it's crazy. Time is flying for sure.
And I know the program with girls basketball has been successful year in and year out. What do you think the key ingredients are for that?
We go hard at practice. We take things seriously. I think that compared to other schools, we have the girls that want to win. So that's definitely helped. We have that drive. We really, really want to win. No one likes losing, but I think that some of our girls hate losing more than other schools. So I think it's hard work that we put in at practice and in the games and to get us ready for each and every game.
So what about the rest of the seniors that you've had the privilege of playing with for the past four seasons?
Yes, they've served as some role models. We've had people just show us, lead us how to do different things, whether it's, you know, bringing positivity to the team or like working on little things at practice or sometimes just even like outside of the team. You know, everyone has served their role and their purpose for us. And I think that each and every single one of those people has played a role in who we have developed into as a team and as people.
So it's not only senior night tonight, but it's a pretty big game. So what about both of those things together? Should be a lot of fun. Senior night, then playing for a conference title.
Yes. It is going to be a intense game tonight. We all know going into it that they're not a team to take lightly. It's going to be close. You know, we have to be ready, prepared. But it's definitely going to be a good show for everyone that comes out and watches. You know, normally you have quite a bit of people that show up for senior night because that's a big deal. It's a big thing. And but with it, you know, being played for their conference title, that's a big deal as well. And it's arguably, you know, one of the most potentially intense games that we're going to be playing this season. So it should be a good show for everyone that comes out.
Yeah, you just played them a few weeks ago down at their place, and you were able to win, I think, 50-36. So what are some of the keys tonight then when you look at the kind of the rematch? And this has been a pretty good basketball rivalry, Monmouth Roseville and Sherrard, the past couple of years. So what will it take for the Tigers to get a win tonight?
I think the main thing is not underestimating and playing how we know how to. Where we went and watched, or we went and played Monmouth Roseville last time, we went into the game really, really with a lot of aggression, and we knew that it was going to be tough and that if we wanted to win, we were going to have to play our best game. And we came out with that intensity. And so I think that needs to be done the same tonight. Otherwise, things could potentially not go as well. But I think that we definitely are taking them seriously, so I don't think we will have a problem, I guess, with that. But we know that they're a good team, and they have been in years past, and that they will put up a good fight. And as long as we stick to our principles and, you know, the things that we know how to do, it's a game that we can definitely have.
All right. So you've had a good year, three-point shooting, I see. Did you tie the school record in the game or break it? I know you made six. So what about your three-point shooting this season?
Yes. So I tied the record for three-pointers in a game last season. And then this season, I've gotten close several times. Yes, I got six the other night. I was really, really hoping to beat the record, but it didn't end up working out. But, yeah, threes that I really, really like taking threes. That's kind of my thing. That's been, you know, something that I work really hard on. I practice my threes a lot, and I like to challenge myself with those. So yes, especially these last couple games, I've been getting quite a bit consecutively. So that's really exciting to see all my hard work that I've been putting in, you know, taking and a role in the game and helping out the team. Obviously, 3 points is more than 2 points, so that's also helpful as well.
So I'm just curious, do you like shooting off the dribble, or do you like the catch and shoot type of situation? Or maybe if you're just a 3-point shooter, you'll take him any way you can get him, I guess.
Yes. I mean, I think I kind of get the catch and shoot a little bit more often, but anytime that I do get to go off of a screen and dribble, I think those I'm pretty deadly on those, but I don't think I do those as often.
All right. Well, hopefully you're deadly tonight as the Tigers celebrate senior night and play for an outright conference title in the Track West. Kyla, thanks for visiting with us, and good luck rest of the season.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.